Do you roll along with a stick or something like that?
Yeah. Roll with a manual one, but most of those that I rode were off of wagons.
I see.
They were metal.
Did you call them anything different if they were off a wagon wheel?
I really don't. I don't know what term they use. They come off the main part of the wheel. On the outside, there were the spokes and fellers. There was a tire. Sometimes we roll those, but they're pretty large.
Well, talking about a wagon wheel, what would you call the outside edge of the wheel? That would be the...
Well, you had the tire and then the fella and then the spokes and then the... And this term I can't ever remember.
What, the one I asked you about?
The thimble was.
Oh.
The bear.
Is it spindle?
No.
Not that.
I tell you, we found that part of the wheels that was on a cannon that the Confederates captured during the Battle of Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made out of white oak. And although it had been in the creek 100 years or more, it is still some of it.
Is that right?
Really sound.
When did you find it?
Oh, 3 or 4 years ago. And they had bearings at each end of it. And it ran on a, they set an iron axle. I don't know why I can't, I've had trouble keeping that term in mind for a long time.
How did you have to find it?
Well, metal detector.
So you were out looking for stuff like that?
Let's see, you got the tire and then the fella and then the spoke. Yeah. We didn't call it a spindle, but it's really what it is. It is a spindle. We didn't call it a spindle. Huh. It's strange that certain terms will get away from you.
Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. Talking about a wagon, though, let me, you know, these the things that the traces came back to,
single tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you had more than one, you could
double tree. Double tree.
I see. What about the if you had a buggy and you were backing the horse into it, those things that you backed in between?
Shafts.
Shafts of the buggy. I see. Say, talking about barrels and things like that, used to, if you bought a pretty good bit of lard, say, what would that probably come in?
It'd come in a can, be maybe a 5-gallon can. I believe I've seen some 10-gallon cans.
Okay.
Lard can.
Have you ever heard people call that a stand of lard?
Yes, I have. That's not used very often.
But it referred to the same amount? Well, this thing that you might use in the kitchen, say if you were bottling some kind of liquid, you'd use it to keep it from spilling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You call that not a pump. And this thing that you would use if you were driving a buggy, crack around the horse's
whip.
Ears, buggy whip.
Yeah.
What were those made of?
The center part of it was made out of wood, and usually the other part of it would be made out of, some of them made out of lead. Some of them would be maybe a hickory wood, maybe a half inch in diameter, and go to a point of maybe a 16th. And then they'd put the popper on, a cracker on the end of that.
I see. Do you ever see those around anymore?
Not there.
did they actually nip the horses with it, or
yeah.
was it mostly for noise?
Oh, they use them to goad the horse along, or sometimes they'd use them to kill the horse flies on. So it was a good with a whip, a horse fly like.